Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, comedians Todd McComas and Chris Bowers and the Diarrhea Song.
My God, you mean you've got a Rex?
Yes, we've got a Rex. He's right over there.
Oh my gosh, look at him. He's huge. How old is he?
Oh, at least 65. You know, we don't even know for sure.
This summer, you won't believe your eyes. From Steven Spielberg, the story of a theme park that time forgot. Geriatric Park.
Hey, Rex, come over here.
Hey, what's it?
We found Rex wandering around the mall early one morning. He's been here since the inception of Geriatric Park.
Hey, what are you talking
about? What's he doing with that metal device?
Well, it's some sort of apparatus that we believe he uses to hunt. Oh, watch him when it makes that beeping sound.
Hey, look at that! A shiny penny! Hey, yo, Creamer! Hey, what's he?
Come along, let's get in the tram and I'll show you the other pavilion.
Oh my gosh, a 63 Buick. I haven't seen one of these things in years.
Yes, it's to make them feel as if they're in their natural habitat.
Hey, your left turn signal stuck on.
We found they like it that way.
Oh my gosh, there's a whole herd of them. Where are they heading?
It's feeding time. They're going to the smorgasbord cafeteria. We find that for some reason they like the meal more if they wait in line and the food is set out under bright light.
Are they herbivores or carnivores?
Well, they're mostly herbivores, although we discovered that if we cut the meat up into little pieces for them, they enjoy it.
Oh my gosh! Doctor, look over here at these tracks. Is this some sort of quadruped?
No, those are just walker tracks. You'll see those quite often. Now, let's head over.
No, look out! That big one's attacking!
You! Where's my World's Fair spoon? I want my spoon! Come here, boy!
Hold on, I'll distract him.
Hey, look over there! It's Vic Damone!
Vic Damone? Really? I love him. I saw him at the Starlight Music back in 1962.
That was close.
Hey, check out these fossilized teeth I found. What type of creature did these come from?
Oh, those are Rexes.
Hey, Rex, here's your dentures. Where's my paw grip? Where's my paw grip? I want scrambled eggs. I feel very good. Oh, Kramer. Hey, what's you?
Come see the thriller of this summer, Geriatric Park. Rated PG-65.
Hey, what's it?
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This chick's not here. We lost him during the break.
We're just in here. Hey, go ahead. Just.
Hey, what are you doing?
Is Tom still in here?
Yeah.
Let's see. A lot going on here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I mentioned the tool of the week coming up. We have a guest or two. How about this? Sitting in for Joshy, who's got a little bit of a belly issue today. He'll be back on Monday, we hope. It's comedian Todd McComas on his way to the Rising Star Casino, where you may be able to see him if you play your cards just right.
Hello,
and a man who
casino won't play your cards just right.
Well, there's a little inside comedy thing. Mm-hmm. There. And a man who will not be blowing all his paychecks at the casino this evening because he's not going to be there. It's comedian Chris Bowers. Thank you very much. We just been having a heated argument off the air about the NFL. You missed most of it, Chickster, but that's
okay. I know.
Okay.
I sensed it coming. That's okay. Why I was hiding in the bathroom.
All righty. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What's happening, Christy?
A city council meeting in Boulder City, Nevada was interrupted Tuesday night when a woman's purse exploded. Ooh. A video of that incident shows the bag smoking along with flames shooting from the bag. Boulder City Fire Chief Kevin Nicholson was on hand as part of his usual attendance at council meetings and reportedly jumped into action by ushering the unnamed woman outside.
I'm Jack's brother, Kevin. I'm in the fire department here in Boulder, Nevada.
Hold, take your hand and hold, pull your hair back on top of you.
Boulder City.
I'm here in Boulder. Where is it?
Boulder City.
Boulder City, Nevada. You can't handle the fire.
The woman, an audience member, was treated for minor burns at the scene and released.
So her perch just spontaneously catches fire.
Nicholson could not confirm what exactly caused the fire, but said it started from batteries attached to a device in the woman's purse.
Probably the anal Raider 2000.
What about her phone, you guys?
Maybe she was vaping.
Phones are blowing up. Vapor things are blowing
Vapors
up.
Blow up.
It was a vibrator.
So it wasn't the anal Raider 2000 vibrator?
It's totally a vibrator.
You know what? I'm
there was a buzzing sound. It said there was a buzzing sound for 30 minutes, and then it blew up, right?
I did not say that.
Yeah, it was like bzzz, and then poof. Yeah, no, I heard
that's
that.
That's the way Bowers.
You redacted the story. I saw how you marked that out.
Fake news! Fake!
Sad. It's just sad, Christy.
Anal Raider 2000.
Maybe they were trying to ban
it's
e-cigarettes.
Time for me to leave now.
Well, you should try it, hide in the bathroom. Take some breaths. It's pretty good.
Well, it's better than delaying the meeting for explosive diarrhea.
Of course.
Yeah, we got to call this meeting. Oh, my God.
There's nothing under Anal Raider 2000, but there is Anal Penetrator 2000.
Oh, it is the 2000?
Finally. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
The 2001 isn't out yet.
Hang on a second. I got to upgrade my flash player.
Shouldn't it be the 2017 version? You don't want the 2000 model. It's got a lot of miles on it.
That's true. It's going to be way too heavy than necessary.
Everything was better back then.
Oh.
Does the E stand for explosion?
I don't know. I don't use them. But.
Okay, now here's my search history. Okay. The Love Boat, Methyl Floss, Anthony Mason, subscribe or buy Anal Raider, Anal Penetrator 2000.
That's you're going to be getting some really great stuff popping up on your screen for the next couple of years.
I know.
Okay. Well, if you're going to talk about diarrhea for the second time in a week, an overflowing toilet has partially shut down a major airport in
you're
the United States.
Sliding into home and your pants are full of foam.
Diarrhea. This time causing delays at Orlando International.
Because last one was, where was the last one? Atlanta? Wasn't it the Atlanta?
Nashville.
Oh, the Nashville airport where a toilet backed
wasn't
up.
Wasn't it Nashville?
And it spewed all over the luggage. One of the luggage
this one's
spindle things.
Billed through the airport's customs area.
If you
Saturday.
Type into Google D-I-A-R-H, which is nowhere near diarrhea, the second entry is diarrhea song?
Flooding occurred in the international arrivals area of Terminal 1 after a person allegedly tried to flush personal items down a toilet.
Vibrators.
Wait a minute.
Here we go again.
No, it's
heroin. It could be heroin.
Yeah, it's in the someone chickened out. They flew into the international terminal and they decided maybe I'm not going to try to.
Well, they may swallowed the balloons and then had Taco Bell for lunch. Things got real.
Could be.
It went off early.
Oddly, gate number 2 wasn't affected. Jeez. Who would have thought? By the way, if you're. And this, didn't they say there was clothing clogging the...
When you're sliding into first and you're feeling something burst.
Diarrhea. We're familiar with the song. T.S. Eliot. Want to read any more lyrics for us?
When you're sliding into third and you...
We know where it goes, okay? April is the cruelest month, okay? In the room, the women come and go. Talking of Michelangelo. Same song. Let's move on.
People say it's
it doesn't say what clogged it. In my story, it just says personal items.
Okay, so these people are getting bathed in toilet water.
Nobody's
in the Orlando
bathed.
Airport. So it's kind of like Splash Mountain, only a little worse.
Is that what you were singing? People think it's gross, but I eat it on my toast.
That's my favorite one.
I love the fact that you take this story and you think people are getting bathed in toilet water.
It shut down the airport for a while.
You've had a toilet overflow,
riding,
Tom.
When you're
it
riding
does...
in your Chevy and you feel something
heavy.
Okay, we got it. We understand. There are two shows happening at the same time right now.
Well, there always have been, Tom.
We have the diarrhea song.
Then you feel something splash. No, that's not any good.
How many verses are there in this
100.
Song?
100.
Countless.
There's a million.
Oh, so this is like the thing. This is like the thing with the national anthem where you only sing the part we know, but then there's like 80 other verses.
Yeah, right.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
So I'm sorry. So the Orlando airport's closed because of someone.
It's not closed now. People who are traveling are going, what?
Okay, so they opened it up. Okay.
Someone tried this to definitely flush their stash, right?
No, it just...
But they were trying to sneak through? Because
in Nashville, they say someone deliberately clogged the toilet and then flushed them to make the baggage thing shut down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So anyway.
How's that make
there
sense?
There we go.
Distraction technique.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Rob the bags?
Yeah.
Wow, here's an interesting thing. We'll get to this in a few minutes. Christy, we have time for one more. Sorry, did we miss anything in the world?
The airline called EasyJet is releasing an audio collection that it will hope help people fall asleep. Jet Sounds, a 10-hour album of the continuous drone of an airplane engine, is now available to download.
10 hours?
Yep, you can find it on Amazon or Google Play. And you can be experiencing it on your YouTube channel if you'd like.
So wait a minute, it's just like the sound if you were on a plane?
Yep.
Yeah, I can sleep on planes. Planes really help. I love sleeping on planes.
That's the motion, isn't it?
It's like time travel.
By the way, passengers, I've been wake you up if you've been asleep. We're about to head over the Grand Canyon. Yeah. Truly, the Grand Canyon is awesome. Speaking of awesome, have you checked out the jugs on the... What do you mean this is on? Oh, I was just kidding.
So it's just airplane sounds? Why 10? Who needs a 10-hour album?
Well, some people sleep that long.
Oh, so this is like a, I see, leave
so
it on the whole
run
time.
The whole time you're asleep.
Yeah, if it stops, you'll abruptly wake up. I was on a flight to L.A. one time, and it was like a 7 a.m. flight. I hadn't got much sleep, and I was in first, I'd been upgraded first class. I'm sitting there, I'm in the window, so I give him my coat, and I fall asleep instantly. I wake up, I'm at the gate. Like, this is awesome. I slept 5 hours. It's beautiful. So I'm putting my shoes on, my glasses. I ask for my coat, and as I'm standing up, the lady goes, "You know we haven't left yet, right?" I've been asleep for 7 minutes. I thought it was. That's I looked out. We're still at the gate at the place I had started.
The most refreshing 7 minutes of sleep you've ever had.
I'm like, oh man, I thought I was there.
I don't know if this really applies, but last Saturday, I woke up, got ready to come into work. Then nice. I realized it was a Saturday. It's 3
a.m. I'm surprised that doesn't happen
3 a.m.
more often.
Wait a minute, it's
me
a Saturday.
Too.
Yeah. I always forget what day it is.
I have two more verses for the diarrhea song.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
When you're up in outer space and something hits you in the face.
That's a legit concern on every space shuttle.
You're darn right it is.
We are in fourth grade.
And
now, are these real lyrics, or are you making these up?
You're climbing up a ladder and you feel something
splatter. Okay.
Diarrhea.
You know it's going off the rails when Tom is stopping poop jokes.
Yeah,
isn't
know,
that amazing?
You really know you're out on the edge.
When Tom's like, enough poop jokes, we have hit a new...
We're through the looking glass, man.
I bet we've set some kind of radio record today.
Could
we?
You know what we should do? We could make
dials turning?
Next no, just off. We could maybe
Christy's
next week
gonna laugh at this.
Try to write some new ones.
Christy?
Oh, we should.
5 minutes ago, it was 69 degrees in Shaker Heights.
Wait. Let's don't go past the fact that Tom just mentioned the most fun window ever opened.
We could spend a whole show next week
writing
new verses.
Oh. For diarrhea?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's pretty simple. It's just a simple internal rhyme. You don't really have to spend
a
lot of time.
Well, no.
No, of course, that's why there are thousands already on the internet.
They're all written by 11-year-olds.
Does it mean...
It's not, see, this is...
I got one. Wait, real quick.
11-year-old
you got a new one?
I just came up with.
Wait, we got a new one.
Okay. When you have to get off the saddle because you feel something rattle. Diarrhea.
Okay,
that doesn't work. That doesn't work because you wouldn't be getting off Yeah, oh, I see. Off the set, you gotta get off. I see. Oh, yes, because you don't want to. You don't want to poop on your horse, of course.
It would have been funnier. Of course. It would have been funnier if it was 1876. But
sure.
I get it.
I'm not disputing that. Todd brings up a good point. If it were a different century, this would all be hilarious.
We'd be considered. If this was a telegraph show, you'd be killing.
We'd be considered geniuses.
Okay. So maybe next week we can do a show where we write new.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
You found more?
What?
You found an album.
Look at this.
Look how many there are.
Oh, there are hundreds.
Oh, my God. When you're shooting at a foul and there's buckshot in your bowel. Well, I think I've very nearly come to the end of me.
I think they've all been written, Tom.
No, there's always a new one. Yeah. Just when you think there's nothing new, we'll come up with
a new one. Well, maybe we should do it this way. The puddle, muddle, Rome, foam, butter, sputter. Okay, that one rhymes with it. We can't do that one.
Is there one that rhymes with hitter?
Oh, well, this is when you're out dining.
Yeah, but we can't say
now
that
we're
one on the radio.
This is one and defecation.
Great. When you're out dining, when you holler for the bill, but your ass begins to spill. Oh, this is petty stuff.
Oh,
now,
man.
When you're reading Friedrich Nietzsche and you're regretting the caviche.
Oh, that's
the see, oh, see that's
now
for
they're
you,
now they're
Tom.
Now they're now they're trying
see, this
really
is
hard.
Next level stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. This is the one about Jean-Paul Sartre. Because I think I know what it's going to rhyme with. When you think that it's a never
for our Spanish-speaking listeners.
Yes.
When you lie down for a siesta and your ass has a fiesta. We have to do something. We need to do this until I get sick of it. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Isn't there one when your Johnson starts to burn? What is it? And instead of being diarrhea, it's gonorrhea.
Well, that's not funny. That doesn't even rhyme, and it's not funny.
Well, now that it's your turn and your Johnson starts to burn, gonorrhea. Okay, sorry.
That's what you need to write is gonorrhea.
STD songs. Nobody's been doing that.
Nobody's doing that.
How about when you're busy reading sports and you just filled up your shorts? That'd be better if you did it since you're the sports guy.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. These are the rules. The essential structure of the diarrhea song, broken up by elements. Number one, a scene-setting preposition, usually just one word, will do. Classically, this has taken the form of when. Number two, the first free-form part of the song. This should further develop a sense of place, time, urgency, activity, or other useful stage on which diarrhea could plausibly occur.
Like, for example, being in outer space.
Exactly. Number three, insert the mandatory conjunction and. There are very few hard rules in creation of a diarrhea.
The mandatory conjunction.
The use of and in the middle is a tradition, and as such an exception to the rule, please feel free to use it. Good. And there are like 10 rules of this thing.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow. And the final tip, when finished, read through it several times. Recite it in your head and consider alternate wording if the meter of the verse or effect of the joke are not up to caliber. There's a certain cadence that cannot be taught and is reflected in only the finest variations of the diarrhea song.
How about when you're swimming in the pool... Wait a minute. And you think it's not a stool?
Diarrhea.
Okay, sorry.
And you're floating with your stool. You're in the pool, and you're floating with your stool.
For instance, when you're giving mom a hug and you stain her brand new rug. Diarrhea. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, there are days like this when I hate being on Twitter because now I am going to get diarrhea songs all day long.
Any good ones?
Sweet.
When you put an engine on a hoist and you feel something moist.
Oh, kind of a, I can envision.
When you're hanging out with Christy and your pants start to get misty.
Needs a little more economy of language.
Right off the top of my head.
Misty's pretty solid. That's a pretty good, that onomatopoeia.
When you're reading about Lincoln and you smell something stinking.
When you're so sitting now, on a mountain and your butt becomes a fountain.
All day.
I need to credit like these guys. I'm sorry. Jeff, that was very funny. And...
Oh, God.
When your stomach is in pain and you're making chocolate rain. Damn!
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.